The second story that I want to get into is basically the big story of the night. And this, in general, can be seen as a basic worldwide emergence of green, of postmodernity into the world. One of the big stories of the last generation has been the emergence of modernity into the world, where countries have become industrialized and adopted technology and democratized. And we see this not always in equal measure, but we see the industrialization of China and of Brazil and of India and of Southeast Asia, a lot of South America and other countries, where the upshot is that over the last 20 years, over a billion people have been lifted from abject poverty. Now, that's not saying everything, because being lifted out of abject poverty means that you make a little more than $1.25 a day, so it's not great. But it at least gets you over that line where there are basic human needs for calories and so forth are mostly being met. There's still a billion people under that, by the way. But not only have the poorest of people in these countries been seeing economic improvement, because modernity is very good at creating material wealth. It has its problems, but it does that very well. And in addition to the poor people in these countries being raised up, we've also seen an arising in these countries of a middle class. And these are the people who generally flock to the cities. They want to join in world commerce. They work for companies. They do services. They do manufacturing. They're educated. They're interested. They're plugged in. They want to be part of the world. And we see that as these middle classes arise, these are indeed modern classes. These are modernists. These are people who believe in free speech and free association and democracy, and they're educated and so forth. Now, these groups are large, growing, and increasingly powerful in these rapidly developing countries like China, India, Brazil, even Russia to a large degree. And it's setting the stage for a really interesting thing that we don't see commented on maybe enough, and that is, out of a stable base of modernity, God is good. We see continued emergence, and we see the emergence of postmodernity. This is a whole new structure, as we know, and this is a structure of relieving oppression and of ecology and feminism and animal rights. And it's a very important, of course, new stage of development. And we are seeing this more and more in these rapidly developing countries. And here's just a potpourri of stories that I've seen over the last week that support this case and just show this emergence. Actually, three stories out of China, all about the rights of animals, animal rights in China. And there are three big stories that galvanized the Chinese people, mainly through social media. And this is an interesting thing, too, that we notice, is that social media is, for those of you who know integral theory, is the lower right quadrant. It's the technology of green. It allows all people to get together in a completely flat, democratized way. There's no centralized authority. Every opinion can be heard. And it's a really wonderful thing because it reflects a lot of energies and karmas that want to be expressed in these cultures as postmodernity comes into play.